workers started referring to them as Tories on bicycles. And Joseph Healy, his critique of the Greens was that, you know, he's on the Green left of the Green Party. He said there was always a strong group of councillors who regarded the Green Party as too left-wing and regarded the Green left grouping as too left-wing as well, and wanted to replace the Lib Dems as a main... the Green Party to replace the Lib Dems as a main centre party. And the other quote from Joseph Healy is, how can the Green Party seriously challenge the corporate sector, the global corporations, climate change, new resource wars and famines, if they fall down at the first puff of wind from Eric Pickles and the Department of Communities and Local Government, because, of course, these were cuts being pushed on them by the Tories, by Pickles at the time. So that's a very, you know, quite a stinging critique of what the Greens actually do when they come into power. So they have, as I say, they have a progressive critique of capitalism. And they have, you know, the four pillars of the Green Party, which is ecological wisdom and economic justice, grassroots democracy, non-violence and peace. I'm sure we could agree with all of those, but I suppose, we would have questions about actually how that's to be achieved when we got such a brutal ruling class. The Greens, I've looked on the Green Party website for Solihull. They've got seven Green councillors in Solihull. Now, you don't hear much about them. I mean, I can't see anything. There's going to be a march on March the 7th. There's going to be a major demonstration called Time to Act, which, you know, there's going to be buses going all around the country to march in London against climate change. There's nothing on the Greens website about going to this. In fact, the Greens actually have their national conference on the day of the Time to Act national demonstration. And I have difficulty seeing what they've been doing in Solihull, to be quite honest. They've opposed certain regeneration schemes, and I think they're probably opposing the construction of a business park on a park. So, you know, they have done a few things, but it's just they seem quite quiet, really. So I'll stop there, really. That's a few things about the Greens. How ready for that.
Open it up to discussion and comments. Helen.
Yeah. Did anyone else watch the Newsnight programme that we managed to get three SWP members on the other night? It's good. Towards the end of it, without the SWP members, they had Caroline Lucas and Diana Abbott and Lizzie Kenneth Clark debating like the impact of Syriza, and it kind of turned into what Ken Clark referred to as a debate between two ladies on the left about who should gain from this, you know, like, but you know, he was right really, and that Diana Abbott and Caroline Lucas should dominate this discussion about what it means for politics in Britain. And Caroline was kind of saying that the Green Party, you know, can express some of that kind of same frustration that's resulted in the big Syriza win in this country. And Diane Abbott said, well, actually, you don't have anything like the ideological or social base in Britain that Syriza have in Greece. And I thought that was quite true, really. I didn't particularly agree with everything Diane Abbott said, but I think it explains something about why the Greens have made the sorts of compromises that they have, like in Brighton and Germany and stuff. It is obviously partly about politics and forming coalitions, but I think as well it's about if your kind of whole sort of raison d'etre is this kind of this one issue around environmentalism, actually that can encompass a whole number of different ideological approaches. So I think probably most Greens now take quite a left-wing position and actually think you need some sort of fundamental social change to get to move forward environmentally and improve things. But it's absolutely not a given that you should think that. You can think, actually, that you can work within the big corporations to get some kind of reforms and to get things happening in a more environmental way, which, you know, big corporations have operated slightly more environmentally. They could point to some successes in some ways. But the other thing it can lead to, I think, is a kind of looking down on working-class people in some cases. So, you know, obviously some people can manage to somehow hold down two full-time jobs, kids and everything else, and live these amazing sustainable lives. But the truth is, most of us can't do that. And actually, most people who are living on very, very low incomes Are the ones who often do end up relying on kind of, you know, ready-made meals and stuff that are unhealthy, that got loads of packaging, not because they want to eat crap, but because actually the sort of the amount of time that you've got in a day and all that kind of stuff militates against a lifestyle that's environmentally sustainable. And I think that that's, I suppose, it's not like, you know, we just want to bash the Greens or something, actually, we want to work with them, and but there's a reason why we're not in the same organisation. I think it's because they don't have a class understanding of social change, or indeed, yeah, they don't necessarily want social change, although I think the majority happen to want it at the moment. It's something that can end up justifying attacks on people like bin men or whatever, because, you know, if you think it's all about educating people better and ideas changing and so on, as you say, then you don't automatically ally yourself with the working class or the trade unions or anything.
Yeah. Just made me think that, because the two things that the election is going to be fought over, we told them, you see that on paper sales, is immigration and the NHS. Mm. But I don't know what the Greens stand for on immigration and the NHS. Mm. I mean, can you go into that a bit, Al? And maybe that explains, I mean, there's apparently lots of people joining the Green Party as a protest. Mm. But of the people we get coming up to our store, I like to think, sort of like left-leaning people. We do occasionally get people saying, oh, I'm thinking of voting UKIP as a protest vote, but I can't actually remember anybody saying, I'm thinking of voting Green as a protest vote. So maybe people don't see the Greens as delivering anything in those two really key areas, immigration and the NHS.
Sharon?
It's just a question, really, because I'm loath to knock them too much, you know, because I think they are seen as a bit of a radical alternative for whatever reason right now, and I think they are clearly, from what Alice was saying, attracting a lot of people, and I think, I don't know if I'm right about this, a lot of young people as well, so it'd be interesting to see what that's all about, but I know that in the past they have had some funny kind of dodgy ideas about population control, and I just wondered if they've moved anywhere on that really, or is that, have they not talked about it anymore, or did you know about that? It was just a question.
For me, the Green Party have always been more a campaigning thing that turned into a kind of political party. And they are very much like the Liberals, the Democrats are very much a middle class party. But the thing is that the middle class in this country has actually disappeared, and so I think they're kind of searching and hoping that they're going to get. So they kind of say everything they want to just to get people to vote for them. But when it comes down to actually delivering on something, I'm not sure that they've actually got the ability to deliver, and they want to help everybody in by doing that. I think they're going to just end up standing for nobody in the end.
Paula?
Just a couple of things. One of the things about getting, when you get to power, when a party reaches power, especially if you're in a coalition, your hands are tied, you can't, there's not much of decisions you want to make. You can't, especially if you're small, you're tiniest party in the coalition, you're just there to make up the numbers. You're going to end up doing things that go totally against what you say as a party. And even if you're a party which supposedly is a left-wing party, like the old Blairy Labour Party was supposedly a left party, and then as soon as they got into power, power has corrupted them, and they realise that they're not in charge of the country, it's actually Big Pharma and tobacco and all them people. So there's things like that, and I don't see people voting for Green Party as a protest vote. I see them thinking, I think people looking at them and thinking, they're the only party that's going to give me what I want. Not, I'll vote for them to stop this person, God knows, I'll vote for them to stop that. The people actually see them as a viable alternative.
Rish.
Yeah, me, Bob, and Paddy from the National Office did BCU on Monday, and it was kind of quite interesting because started speaking to some of the students there. We sold two papers to two students, both of them who were on doing something like some fashion course or something, and the